Today is National HIV Testing Day, a day meant to encourage people to learn their HIV status and get treatment if they need it. HIV is the human immunodeficiency virus, and if untreated, it can lead to AIDS. HIV testing and treatment options have come a long way since the start of the AIDS epidemic 4 decades ago, but HIV advocates say they still face challenges fighting a disease that has claimed the lives of more than 700,000 Americans. Colorado Public Radio's Vic Vella reports.
Kent Brown, Richard Locke.
It's a soggy and somber June afternoon in San Francisco's Golden Gate Park, where more than 3,000 panels of the National AIDS Quilt are on display. It's the quilt's 35th anniversary, and dozens of people are lined up at a podium to read names of those who have died of AIDS.
Michael Pratt, Ray Schoenberger.
That's Tommy Sherwood, who says he's lost 50 loved ones to AIDS. 50. Sherwood's been living with HIV since the 1980s, a time of great despair for many gay men in America.
It was terrifying. I remember one morning I was living with one of my best friends, and he came to my bedroom and opened the door, which was a little unusual. And he said, "Tommy, you've got to see this." And it was the first report in the New York Times about some diseases that were hitting gay men, and we both looked at each other and said, "Something terrible's coming."
Sherwood's premonition was spot on.
It's mysterious, it's deadly, and it's baffling medical science. Acquired immune deficiency syndrome. Once thought to affect only promiscuous homosexual males, AIDS is now spreading in epidemic proportions to other segments of the population.
And at the time, AIDS was likely a death sentence.
There was a lot of fear, there was a lot of panic and anxiety.
Cliff Morrison was the AIDS coordinator at San Francisco General Hospital's 5B, the world's first AIDS ward. He said it's important to remember those who passed away as people, not statistics. Morrison's best friend was a 5B nurse who died of AIDS in 1992.
Wayne Zito was eccentric, to say the least. He was a party boy. He loved to have a good time. That was his whole life. Oh, I remember he made me laugh. Yeah, that was really important.
Richard Bourgeois, Frank Carroll, Michael Hibbard.
The U.S. has come a long way since those devastating early days of the AIDS epidemic. Today's treatment options give people with HIV a chance to live long, healthy lives. Guillermo Chacon heads the Latino Commission on AIDS.
If you have HIV and you have access to treatment and you stay in treatment, you will be undetectable to HIV. That is, to me, the big home run.
People who reach undetectable status cannot transmit HIV. And nowadays, you can take a medication called PrEP, which reduces the chances of getting HIV from sex by 99%. The CDC says that annual infections in the U.S. have been reduced by more than two-thirds since the mid-1980s. But significant challenges remain, especially among minority groups. Here's Chacon.
The people that are using right now, they are taking advantage of this amazing medication. But when you look who's accessing that, are not Latinos and Black.
Blacks and Latinos continue to be disproportionately affected by HIV. The most recent CDC data shows that these groups account for the largest increases in new HIV diagnoses. Grizel Howard leads the Black AIDS Institute.
In our community, uniquely, specifically in an unapologetic Black community, we still are remedial in our HIV knowledge, in our HIV fluency, in our HIV practices. And we are, because we're still so remedial, we're not holding our key community influences and stakeholders and messengers accountable.
Howard and Chacon say people need more access to and education around testing. About 13% of people living with HIV don't even know they have it. Access to good health care and life-saving medications is another big obstacle for many. For African Americans, Howard says HIV education efforts need to start at the beginning.
You cannot get HIV from sharing, using the same commode. You cannot get HIV from drinking after someone. However, you can get HIV from having unprotected sex, from using the same needle. Let's get back to real public health messaging.
But while there's still challenges, HIV advocates remain hopeful for the future. Chacon says he's heartened by President Biden's goal to end HIV in the U.S. by 2030. And he's happy that Harold Phillips, a Black man living with HIV, now leads the White House Office of National AIDS Policy.
Meaning that they talk about housing, they talk about going deeper on confronting homophobia, stigma. They talk about aiming to reach racial and ethnic justice from a health perspective that I think is unique, because I keep telling people, if we don't talk about race, we're not there.
Dan A, Violet B, Eugene C.
Back at the AIDS quilt event in San Francisco, Alex Thornton is seen standing over a section of quilt panels, wiping away tears.
I was thinking of my friends who are still living with HIV and who don't have access to healthcare. And I don't want to see their names here. You know, the first panel was 1987, and we're still adding panels, and we're still here.
The last thing Thornton wants to do is read the names of his own friends at the next memorial. For Here and Now, I'm Vic Vela.